Well, I guess we might as well just start with the thing that everybody's dreading most right now. Looks like Ivan's kind of got his eyes on Florida at this point. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering if there's going to be any aid left over if he does come here. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, there will be aid. FEMA will be there as soon as it's safe to get there. We will do everything we can to help Floridians. You know, President Bush went to Congress on Labor Day and said, look, FEMA's got to have $2 billion to take care of Charlie. If we need additional funds, there's no doubt in my mind that he'll go to Congress and Congress will give it to us. So I would just encourage or ask people not to worry about the financial aspect of it. Instead, focus on taking care of yourselves, following evacuation orders, getting ready for this storm. In other words, help us help you.
How about on the human side of this, the toll on the actual FEMA people who are trying to help us out with all these storms? This will be the fourth one now, I guess, that would be hitting Florida. Should Ivan come, or is it taxing the personnel at all?
Well, you know, they're tired, but this is what FEMA does. I mean, employees of FEMA are focused on helping victims. That's their mission. That's what they really love to do. And so while they may be physically tired, they understand how important they are to the entire country, and right now particularly Florida. So they're up to the task. They're ready to rock and roll and help in any way we can.
Are you still getting a lot of claims from people here in Florida as far as Charlie and I guess even with Bonnie with the tornado here in Jacksonville and Francisco?
Oh, let me give you some numbers that just absolutely astound me. We've already registered 280,000 people from those storms. We're doing about 22,000 phone calls a day. We have already approved over $128 million for individual payments and $77 million for housing and $51 million for other needs. So the registrations are occurring, the money is flowing, and we just got to keep that going as we go through Ivan.
Seems like the process has really been a fast one in some respects, hasn't it?
Oh, listen, after Charlie, we were up with the 800 number, which, by the way, is 800-621-FEMA, and we had literally the first check cut 24 hours after that phone first started calling, taking registrations.
Unfortunately, it kind of sounds like you guys get better at this as we go. The more practice you guys get, unfortunately, the better we get at this, huh?
Well, that's true. I mean, we're unfortunately in a rhythm right now. But, you know, I would just really encourage your listeners as they think about Ivan coming up, wherever it's going to make landfall, doing the things they can do right now that, again, like I said, help us help you. You know, get your go kit, your disaster kit ready. If Governor Bush issues an evacuation order, he doesn't do that just for the fun of it. Follow those orders. Get out of harm's way. Your life's going to be a lot better off if you help take care of yourself.
That's great, Mr. Brown. That runs me through my questions, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
Again, for those who have already been affected by one of the storms, they need to call that 800 number in order to get the financial assistance started. So they need to call 800-621-FEMA in order to get the financial help.
Well, that's great, sir. I thank you for your time today.